Hey, sugar butt, what's up? Yes, I am embarrassed of myself right now. Let's move on to the next topic, please. Yes, I know what I said was really lame, okay? Just give me a break. All right. What did you want to ask me? Oh, that's bullshit. Baby, you only ever squish me like this when you want cuddles or confessions, and I don't believe that I've done anything bad lately. At least that you should know of. Well, I am madly in love with Wonder Woman. Yes, I am. We are to wed in the spring. You are my secret mistress. But seriously, what's up? Oh, yeah, sure. Yep, come here, come here. All right, then. Are you sure you're comfortable like this? Well, I'm fine. You're not actually suffocating me. Just squishing me a little bit, and you know I like it when you squish me to you. Yes, I do. Well, if you're going to place your head on my belly, I guess I really have no other option than to run my fingers along your scalp. And across your shoulders. I knew you wouldn't protest, but it never hurts to ask, does it? So, what's up, darling? I know you're finally getting used to the man in affection, thank goodness, but this is all still pretty out of the ordinary for you. You can tell me anything. What did you eat for lunch? What stupid thing did you do today? Did you find an absurdly long hair growing out of your armpit again? I'm your captive audience. Do I have body image issues? Well, hell yes, I do. But I'm assuming that this is your roundabout way of egging me on. So, darling, do you have body image issues? Yeah, I know. First of all, thank you for sharing with me. I know it's kind of embarrassing to admit this stuff out loud, and I probably don't make it any easier, what with all of my teasing and such. But you know I never mean it, right? I'm just a little bit tsundere, okay? Not enough to beat you up, but enough to tease you a little too much sometimes. Second, thank you for putting up with all of that snazz. I know it's not always easy being with someone who's as kind of a commitment phobe as me and who struggles showing her own affection as much as me. So I really appreciate the fact that you still stick around. I really do. And third, baby, you're fucking hot. You are. I love the way you flush a little bit and quickly look away when we lock eyes because somehow you're still as excited to be with me as you were when we first met. When you're a little flustered and a little shy with me, it just makes me want to pounce on you. Just little things you do, like blushing when we kiss or trembling a little bit when you touch me. It makes me feel so, adored and revered. And as for being insecure about the way you look, That's completely normal. It just means you care about how you present yourself. That you, like pretty much every other social being on the planet, care about how others perceive you. There's nothing wrong with that. And yeah, I know it sucks. No one wants to be self-conscious, baby. It just happens. You want to please others, and that's normal. It's not always healthy, and it's not always the best for our self-esteem. But it's completely normal. You're not dumb for being a little bit insecure about the way you look. But in all honesty, at the end of the day, who really gives a fuck? The only people whose opinions you should really give a shit about when it comes to the way you look is your own and mine. And baby, I think you are a masterpiece. I do. From your stupidly adorable face that I just want to kiss all the fucking time. Yes, I love your face, Dum Dum. You have the prettiest eyes and the cutest nose. And your lips. Your lips are a salute to my dirtiest fantasies. Okay. Bring yourself up a little bit, babe. Let me kiss that dumb face of yours. Oh, don't distract me, babe. I'm trying to get to a point here. Alright, where was I? Oh yeah, from your stupidly adorable face to your cute patoot. Even down to your cute patoot. Actually, I even like your feet, to be honest. Well, I mean, it must be nice not having to buy children's size shoes. Yes. You don't know how embarrassing it is to be at a Target and asked if you're looking for shoes for your daughter, and to admit out loud that you are actually looking for shoes for yourself. Well, ladies love arms, abs, and asses. I really thought you knew. Well, it's not exactly a well-kept secret, sweetheart. Baby, your ass is divine. So, shush. I've been wanting to do that for ages. Oh, no. Oh, no. Did I hurt your butt? Want me to kiss it better? Why? Well, I assume it's for pretty much the exact same reasons people like butts on girls. Yes. Darling, you know your girl likes to get dick down good, especially when we're going at it missionary style, but do you know why? Well, I mean, yeah, I like watching you unravel, and I can hear your breathing and soft little moans easier that way. But, and I mean that literally, I adore the fact that it gives me real easy access to your ass. I know, I'm a conniving and manipulative little monster. But I am your conniving and manipulative little monster. All other monsters can fuck right off, eh? I love your ass, babe. It's so soft, and feeling it bunch up and tense as you thrust into me. That's as close to divinity as I think I'm ever going to get. Yes, babe, I do consider your ass a holy relic. Fucking dumbass.
My fucking dumbass.
I can tell you not to feel insecure until the cows come home. And I know that somewhere in that overthinking head of yours, that you're still going to doubt my words. But I've always kind of liked bovines, so I'll tell you as many times as you need. You are so sexy. I have to fight the urge to jump your bones the minute I see you. Whether we're alone or in public. Just the way you look at me sometimes has me wet and just wanting to ride you until your balls beg for mercy. And I'll tell you in words as many times as you'd like, but I think a physical demonstration will be much more likely to convince you of just how much I love you and your ass. Go get a condom, babe. Okay, alright, fine. Grumble as much as you want, love. But barebacking is going to be your birthday present. Can't let you have a taste of your cake too soon now, can we? I hate it when you leave, but by God, do I love watching you go.